The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 18, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom, is a heavy burden only. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead, Hari, are like those of a dead man.
Bhara param patra kirita jishtha. Silk turban with pearl, what is called? Decoration, bedecked with pearl. These are the signs of king. It's like we decorate Krishna with turban, bedecked with jewels. So, this turban is good so long we bow down before the deity. Otherwise, it is a great burden. Although it is made of silk, still it will be a great burden. The idea is that if we bow down or surrender unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, Mukunda Krishna, one who gives liberation, then we can enjoy princely order or richness. There is no harm. But if we are lacking in that capacity to surrender unto the Supreme Lord and simply become puffed up with these riches, then it will be burden. Burden means very soon everything will be lost. Just like you cannot keep the burden, heavy burden on your head for a long time. Similarly, this nice turban, silk turban, will be felt as great burden. This is the law of nature. If you misuse the power and do not feel obliged to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has given you the power, then you will be finished very soon. That is the history. Any nation, any empire, any man, as soon as one begins to defy the authority of the Supreme Law, like Ravan, he'll be finished. Sooner or later, he's going to be finished. Just like Ravan, he was very much puffed up by his material opulence and he did not care for Rama and he wanted the potency, energy of Rama, spiritual energy, Sita, and he kidnapped. He wanted that he did not like Rama, but he liked Sita. Sita is energy, woman and money. These are energies of Krishna. Krishna is Purusha. And all other things are prakriti. Prakriti is enjoyed by the Purusha. So Krishna says, Bhoktanam Bhajagdam Sam Sarvaloku Aisaram. He is Bhokta. He is the enjoyer. In the material world or spiritual world, the same thing is there. The woman is there, the money is there, and the Purusha is there, enjoyer is there. But here the Purusha is imitation. Imitation. Because one who is playing the part of Purusha, enjoyer, he is not actually Purusha, but he is Prakriti. Falsely he representing himself as Purusha, as enjoyer. Therefore we have a trouble. Artificially, just like a woman, if he is artificially trying to be man, as it is botheration, it is not possible. If a woman is dressed like a man, does it mean that he is man, she is man, or she can enjoy like man? No. False dress. Similarly, here in this material world, we are falsely dressed with this material body and imitating Krishna, enjoy. Exactly like the woman dressed in male's dress wants to enjoy. That is not possible. Similarly, here the living entity either dressed in male dress or female dress, this outward body is dressed. Somebody is dressed like a female, somebody is dressed like a male, but none of them are male. Both of them are originally female, prakriti. Prakriti means feminine gender. Prakriti. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find, aparayam mitastu vidhi me prakritiṃ para. This material energy, earth, water, fire, air, they are also my energy, Krishna says, but they are inferior energy. But there is another energy, jiva-bhūta, the living entities. And that is superior energy. So the superior energy is dressed in two ways, as male and female. Because without male and female, there is no enjoyment. Therefore, they have been dressed falsely by the material nature as enjoyer. Here, either a woman or a man, everyone is trying to enjoy. Nobody is trying to become enjoyed. Everyone is trying to enjoy. But he cannot, he or she, everyone is she, but some of them are dressed like he. Because everyone is prakriti. But this mentality that I shall enjoy, and that is false, propensity of the living it. That is called maya. He cannot enjoy. But he is posing himself as an enjoyer. That is the disease. Up to the end, he is trying to become God. This so-called tapasya, jnani, yogi, they are trying to come to the liberated position, but thinking that I shall become God. The same disease, up to the end. The same is it. God means Sanjaya. So these diseases can be cured only by surrender. That is the only medicine. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mami gang saranam vaja. Here also the same thing. Bharaparam patrakirita jista. A princely order, a king, he has been given the chance of ruling over a kingdom. But if he forgets his position, he actually becomes the proprietor, then this kingdom will be burdened, just like it became so in the case of Ravana, and he was finished. Similarly, as soon as the kings of the world became puffed up with their false power, the monarchy is now finished all over the world. Otherwise, say, 500 years ago, all over the world, there were kings, monarchical government. But they misused their power. They did not surrender. Therefore, their turban or crown became very burdensome, and they had to give it up. Still, in some countries, the so-called king or queen are existing, and they have no power. It is simply a show bottle. They have lost their power. So, we should be very much careful. Not become puffed up by a princely order, turban, but we must know that this opulence, this kingdom, this power, everyone, anyone who has got some power, he must know that this power is given by Krishna and to me to execute his will, not my sense gratification. Otherwise it will be burden and he will be finished. This is law. Nobody can become the enjoyer. The only enjoyer is God. And if we want to enjoy falsely, then we will be in trouble. Similarly, those who are rich have got ornaments, bangles. If the hand is not engaged in the service of the Lord, therefore we should always engage our hands, not only hands, legs, eyes, everything should be engaged in Krishna service. Either you wipe the floor of the temple, or you type, or anything, or you do something. Hands must be engaged for the service of the Lord. Similarly, legs should be engaged also for the service of the Lord. The legs can be engaged. If you are living in a distant place, engage your legs to come here. That is the engagement of the legs. Eyes should be engaged to see very beautiful deity, well decorated. Then you will feel satisfaction. Otherwise your eyes will draw you to see something nonsense beautiful. So, all our senses should be engaged. Then there is no maya. And if you have got good engagement, then there is no scope for wrong engagement. The wrong engagement is maya, and good engagement is Krishna. So try to engage yourself always in Krishna's service, and Maya will not be able to touch you. Sabai mana Krishna padaravindaye. If you engage your tongue for talking about Krishna, to test Krishna prasadam, then there will be no scope of your tongue for being engaged in nonsense talking or going to restaurant and take nonsense food. The Mayavadi philosophy is to stop by force, to make it zero. My senses are giving me trouble to put out, pluck out the eyeballs. This is their trick. And that is not possible. Because we are living entity, we have got all our senses. Then, because we have got senses, therefore we are living. A dead stone has no senses. So that is the distinction between living entity and matter. But the so-called rascal philosophers, scientists, they do not know this distinction. Still, they philosophize, they theorize. They think that the dead stone and the human being or living entity is the same. That is their fault. The living entity is a different entity. It is not dead stone. Therefore it is called superior energy. It has got will. It has got little independence. Therefore he is selecting different types of bodies for enjoyment. So the modern material scientists, so-called scientists, actually they are fools and rascals, as it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Saeva gokhara. Why big scientists and philosophers have been described in the Bhagavatam as fools and rascals? Because jasarpa buddhi kunapeti dhatuki. Because they consider this body self. That is their fault. That is their ignorance. The Darwin's theory, this theory, that theory, simply they're bewildered, thinking this body is the self. The body is developing and evolution. No. So all our senses should be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is perfection. It is indirectly being said in these verses that if our senses are not engaged in the service of the Lord, then it is dead. Sābhau. Sābhau karuno kruti sapajyam. Just like a dead man, he has got his legs and hands, but he cannot employ it for his service. He is now flat. Actually it is flat, but because within the body there is the soul who is eternal servant of Krishna, if he does not come to the Krishna consciousness platform and does not engage himself in the service of the Lord, then his hands, legs, hair, everything is dead body. The decoration of dead body. This is the conclusion. Now go on.
As stated herein before, there are three kinds of devotees of the Lord. The first class devotee does not see at all anyone who is not in the service of the Lord. But the second class devotee makes distinctions between devotees and non-devotees. The second class devotees are therefore meant for preaching work. And as referred to in the above verse, they must loudly preach the glories of the Lord. The second class devotee accepts disciples from the section of third class devotees, or non-devotees. Sometimes the first class devotees also come down to the category of the second-class devotee for preaching work. But the common man who is expected to become at least a third-class devotee is advised herein to visit the temple of the Lord and bow down before the deity, even though he may be a very rich man or even a king with a silk turban or crown. The Lord is the Lord of everyone, including the great kings and emperors. And as such, rich men in the estimation of mundane people must therefore make a point to visit the temple of Lord Sri Krishna and regularly bow down before the deity.
Yes, this bow down, even the children, they are imitating, bowing down, but it has got the effect. Not that the children, they have no seriousness about it. Seriousness or no seriousness. Simply, if he bows down, he gets the result. He gets the result. He's dancing. He's getting the result. He's becoming devotee. This is called Agyata Sukriti. These are the statements in Bhakti Rasana, Nectar of Devotion, you'll find. This temple is meant for giving chances to the non-devotees. Somewhere or other, if he comes in the temple, bows down, dances with us, takes the prasadam, takes charanamrita, that means he is becoming spiritually advanced. Therefore, this is a chance. And actually, our society is giving this chance. In the beginning, they come as an inquisitive visitor, then dances, then chants, then take prasadam, and say after a week he becomes seva. So this is the process. Association of the devotee coming to the temple will give him impetus to make further progress.
The Lord in the temple, in the worshipable form, is never to be considered to be made of stone or wood, because the Lord in his Archa incarnation as the deity in the temple shows immense favor to the fallen souls by his auspicious presence. By the hearing process, as mentioned here and before, this realization of the presence of the Lord in the temple is made possible. As such, the first process of hearing in the routine work of devotional service is the essential point. Hearing by all classes of devotees from the authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is essential. The common man who is puffed up with his material position and does not bow down before the deity of the Lord in the temple, or who defies temple worship without any knowledge of the science, must know that his so-called turban or crown will only succeed in further drowning him in the water of the ocean of material existence. A drowning man with a heavy weight on his head is sure to go down more swiftly than others who have no heavy weight. A foolish, puffed-up man defies the science of God and says God has no meaning for him. But when he is in the grip of God's law and is caught up by some disease like cerebral thrombosis, that godless man sinks into the ocean of nescience by the weight of his material acquisition. Advancement of material science without God consciousness is a heavy load on the head of human society, so one must take heed of this great warning. The common man, if he has no time to worship the Lord, may at least engage his hands for a few seconds, swashing or sweeping the Lord's temple. Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, the greatly powerful king of Orissa, was always very busy with heavy state responsibilities. Yet he made it a point to sweep the temple of Lord Jagannath at Puri once a year during the festival of the Lord. The idea is that, however important a man may be, he must accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. This God consciousness will help a man even in his material prosperity. Maharaj Pratapa Rudra's subordination before Lord Jagannath made him a powerful king, so much so that even the great Pattan in his time could not enter into Orissa on account of the powerful Maharaj Pratapa Rudra. And at last Maharaj Pratapa Rudra was graced by Lord Sri Chaitanya on the very grounds of his acceptance of subordination to the Lord of the universe. So even though a rich man's wife has glittering bangles made of gold on her hands, she must engage herself in rendering service to the Lord.
So this is an actual fact that Maharaj Pratapruddha, who was the king of Orissa, and in the 15th century, India was conquered by the Mohammedans, Pathans, but they could not conquer that portion of the country, Orissa. Because Maharaj Pratapruddha was very strong king, but his strength was on the basis of his devotion to Lord Jagannath. Even if we want to enjoy the material world, the devotee does not want to enjoy, but Krishna keeps his devotee in all comfortable situations. There is no question about it. So we should not desire separately for material comfort. We should simply depend on Krishna and be satisfied. In whatever condition he keeps, be satisfied. Then he will look after whether you are comfortable or uncomfortable. If you try yourself independently to become comfortable, that is maya. You cannot be controlled. Otherwise, you see, everyone is trying to be comfortable in this material world. Do you think that everyone is comfortable? Who is trying for discomfort? No, nobody is trying. Everyone is trying to be very happy. But why there are so many discrepancies? Somebody is very poor, somebody is very rich, somebody is in the middle. That means there is superior supervision. If you simply try to become rich, that is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, intelligent man, they should not bother about this so-called happiness and distress of the world. Tasyaiva hi tap prajati tap kovida nalabhati jad brahmatamu parjadha tallabhati dukkha vadannata sukham kalina sarvatra gavira ranghasa. Distress and happiness, they are already destined according to our body. We have discussed this point. Take for example, you American boys and girls, you have got a body by your previous activities. So your standard of living is better than other countries. So actually I see that even if you go outside your country, your standard of living is maintained. Because you have got already the body. Deha yogina dana. Just like a hog. A hog, if he changes his country or position, if he is taken to heavenly planet, then what will be? He will try to find out where his tool. Because the body is hog's body. Similarly, an Indian, because he has got Indian body, even if he goes to America, he'll try for spiritual upliftment. That is the nature. A tiger, if you take the civilized human society, he try to hunt. They do not understand that by superior management, every living entity has been offered a different type of body for material distress and happiness. Everyone. It is not possible to change. Therefore, if we are intelligent enough, we should know that my distress and happiness in this material world is already fixed up. Because I have got a particular type of body. Then when it is fixed up, then why I shall waste my time for so-called distress and happiness? When it is fixed up. That's like you are running in a train, you have already purchased a ticket for third class. Then how you can run on the first class? That is not possible. If you want to run on the first class compartment, you must purchase a ticket. Similarly, we have already purchased a ticket according to our body. Therefore, Shastra says that don't bother about this so-called distress and happiness. They are already fixed up. If you have got some energy, please utilize it how to develop in Krishna consciousness. Don't spoil your energy for so-called distress and happiness. That is mistake. But the modern civilization is so foolish, they are simply trying for bodily distress and happiness and spoiling the energy which he could utilize for understanding God. This is the defect of modern civilization. Actually, foolish civilization, they do not know what is the value of life, how we can realize our ultimate goal of life, what is this body, what is God. There is no education, there is no enlightenment. Simply, just like animals. The animals are also trying, animals also trying to become comfortable. But it is not possible because he is animal. He cannot be as comfortable as a human being. That is not possible. It is destined. See, everyone is destined and fixed up his comfortable life. Tasyaiva hi ta prajati ta kovi. Therefore, one who is intelligent, he should simply spend his energy how to develop Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence. All right, thank you.